For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back. Drew Garabo live. Why do you have to embarrass me in front of our guests before we even like get into anything?
He listened to the show. He knows. He knows.
I definitely know. I am
John Senning, filling in for Drew Garabo, here with SBK, Seth Cush, Micah Rotunda, and the commish himself, Justin Pawlowski, coming off a huge win for the Buccaneers. You look a little burnt. You look like you might have got some sun yesterday.
How are you feeling? Nobody took a picture of me peeing in a yard. That is for damn sure.
What is your thought on that, by the way? It is Buccaneers related. Are you okay with people?
It was on the Facebook page that I run. I deleted it. I mean, if it's going to cause controversy, whatever.
Not worth it.
I don't really want to deal with that while I'm at my regular job during the day. What my thoughts are on a parent taking a picture of their child peeing in the yard of their house and then posting it on Facebook. Well, first off, I've always been in the media for a long time. I will never post a picture of my child. There's just too many people.
Weirdos.
Yes. Weirdos is an excellent way of putting it. I just don't feel comfortable doing it. If I wasn't in the media, I still would be uncomfortable, and I tried to explain it to the mother who came to me and said that this guy was attacking her, and I was like, well, listen, when you post a picture of your child on Facebook, on a group page that has over 5,000 members, not all of them are going to be saints, okay? So you got it. You're putting it out there, and once it's out there, it's out there. There's nothing I can do about it. I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to hold it against her because there was no private parts being shown, so I see both sides of it.
But do you feel like the stick carriers movement has finally arrived now that photo was posted on your Facebook page?
Well, speaking of carrying a stick, I mean, it's a tiny stick, I'm sure, but I mean.
We have Justin Pawlowski here. You can find him at Commish Online. He's the host of the Bucks Uncensored podcast. So talking about the stick carriers, obviously yesterday was a huge win. How happy were you with the crowd inside Ray J yesterday?
Listen, the word I had gotten from the Bucks is that tickets were going extremely well. They were selling. They were on the verge of a sellout. And then as soon as we started talking about the hurricane, ticket sales stopped.
Yeah.
And then the hurricane hit. There's a lot of people going through a lot of stuff that I'm not going through. My house was fine. I had electricity. But there's a lot of people that are dealing with a lot of. They got to buy a generator. They got to buy this. You buy a generator, it's $300. Well, if you can sell your Bucks tickets or not go to the Bucks game and buy a generator, that's more important. And I said on my podcast today, I said, my family will always come before the Buccaneers. And anyone that doesn't have their priorities straight with that needs to get their priorities straight.
Let me know when you get that $300 generator. Yeah. Because I could do that for a living.
So, you just look at it, like, the crowd that was there, it was loud. There wasn't a lot of Bears fans, which I was surprised about. They travel well. I thought the crowd that was there was into it. It was extremely hot, as you can see on my face. And the Bucks gave us a great performance. So I think this is the start. I think the Giants game coming up, the next home game is against the Giants. Should be a sellout. Should be a raucous crowd, especially if the Bucks are 2-0.
Justin, you've really started something with the stick carrier movement, and I saw that you did a march to the stadium yesterday. Yeah. Where did you start the march, and how many people joined you along the way?
First off, I don't even know how this whole movement started. I mean, it started with Dirk Cutter saying, "Speak softly and carry a big MF stick."
That's it.
I ran with it.
Yep.
I got an uncensored podcast, so I'm going to throw F-bombs everywhere, so I ran with it. I said, anyone that listens to this podcast is a stick carrier. I wasn't trying to start anything. I was just trying to be funny and use a play on words.
Okay, so that was my question. Like, so I'm a Bucks fan, but if I don't listen to the podcast, then I'm not a stick carrier.
Well, you know, that's what I first initially said. And then I was like, this thing's starting to explode.
Right.
So our coach wants us to speak softly and carry a big MF stick. Well, then, you know what? If you're a Bucks fan, let's do what our coach tells us to do. Let's go to the game and, I guess, in a matter of ways, carrying that big MF stick is just cheering loud
right.
for our team and doing what we can in the stands, taking back our stadium from all these opposing teams' fans that come in, cheer our team on. By cheering them on, you're going to up their adrenaline. You're going to make it hell on the other team. And, you know, I think that's what's starting. And so we threw a draft party. It was huge. We did a training camp takeover. Thousands of people showed up for that. And then yesterday, we threw a big tailgate party. And then everyone, about an hour before kickoff, we were down Ohio Street, which is right there near the stadium off of Himes. And we walked about a mile from the tailgate party into the stadium, up the stadium, and then through the stadium doing chants. It was amazing how many people. I looked back one time. I was like, there's a few thousand people here. And I think it's just Bucks fans that are excited about their team and have always wanted to come together as one united front. When I know this isn't sports talk radio, but I was in sports talk radio, and what we were taught, and I don't know if I'm allowed to, you know, give the background information.
Yeah, give us the dirt, baby.
We would sit in our program director's office and discuss ways on how to be negative, how to divide the fan base, and how to get people to call in. And I hated every moment of that because I'm born and raised here. I grew up a Bucks fan. Why do I want to divide the fan base? And that's what they want to do because that they think that's going to drive ratings. When to me, bringing everyone together for one cause and getting the Bucks to win a game, that's how you get ratings. That's how you get people excited, and my podcast numbers are doing pretty well because of it.
I'm getting excited.
You're not even a sports fan, are you?
Oh, man, don't listen
sports.
To this guy. Why are you?
Listen,
Justin,
Blasky,
we've come so far.
I know it's not wrestling, but damn
we've
it,
come
John.
So far, Justin. Why are you going to let this guy come between us like that?
That's true.
First thing,
you don't have to listen to him. He just listen to you and tell you
Seth, first thing he walks in the door, it's like, don't talk to him. He doesn't even watch football. That's just not true.
Listen, Justin, he can get you pumped up for Monday Night Raw tonight. You're not going to watch your Lions on Monday Night Raw.
Oh, you bet your ass I'll be watching the Lions tonight.
Let him pump you up for Monday Night Raw.
That's your team.
I'm a former season ticket holder, by the way.
Are you really?
Yeah, two seasons in a row. The Raheem Morris days.
Oh,
the good old days, as I like to call them.
With the Bucks?
Yeah.
You were?
Yes.
You mean your dad was?
No, I was.
No, you were not.
Yes, I was.
What were you making season ticket money?
God, I was. Dude, I'll tell you. I made 10 times more money waiting tables at Ruby Tuesday than I did working here. So those are my Ruby Tuesday days.
I'm sure. Justin, what was the big chant yesterday that the crowd really seemed to like when you guys were walking up into the stadium? What really stuck with everyone?
Well, we really liked the We Ready chant. We Ready Tampa Bay. It kind of gets everyone jacked up. But the Let's Go Bucks. You know, I try to stay away from just the typical Tampa Bay. Okay, everyone knows that. Let's try something new. Let's see if we can get those brain cells working. Let's try and spell out Buccaneers, and we do that as well. So people like it. People have a good time with it, and it gets people ready for the game.
Well, Justin, do you fear that like this stick carrier thing may get too big for you to control,
yes.
like the message? Like they may decide and tell you, we're all about this. You're like, no, that's not what we're about here. Yeah. We're not about that.
Well, those people that do that, I just block them from the Facebook page. So that's really easy. I can control. No, it is. I mean, it's a little overwhelming. I have a couple of close friends of mine. One lives in Atlanta. One lives up in Lutz. The guy from Atlanta is from Tampa and flies down for all the home games. He has season tickets. Yeah. And they kind of help me monitor the Facebook page and also coordinate these events because, I mean, when you get thousands of people there, that's a little too much for one person
right.
to.
Yeah, you got to lasso them all in.
I'm very loud, okay? No, I lost my voice. I'm very loud. I can try and lasso them all in, but it is difficult. But we got a good group. I mean, we haven't had any incidents, and You know, we're just going to keep it positive.
Justin, when did the Buccaneers front office embrace you? Because I know you, just from seeing on Twitter, you have a good relationship with the GM, Jason Light. I mean, I don't know if you guys do text each other. I mean, that's pretty interesting that the GM of a team is going to reach out to a huge fan, a guy that runs a podcast. Obviously, you're big in the media, but when did the Bucs reach out to you?
Yeah, it was, I think once we had our draft party, and we did it in late April, and we had just a huge crowd, hundreds of people showed up, and we had capacity at the sports bar we were at, and people had to leave. I think it was that when the Bucks took notice of what was happening, and then through the summer, I had gotten word that Dirk Cutter and Jason Light, they listened to the podcast, and one time Jason Light called Dirk Cutter into his office to listen to a part of the podcast so that they could laugh together. I'm like, that is the coolest thing ever. And I used to be on the radio, but that was like, oh my God, they're just like, oh. So it was at that point where I knew, okay, the coach and the general manager are embracing this. When is the team going to? And I think it was the moment we showed up at training camp with 5,000 people or so, and it was the most electric practice of all time. And it was then Bucks officials came up to me. I'm working very close with them. It is a work in progress. If we're going to try and build something like the black hole in Oakland or the dog pound in Cleveland or the 12th man in Seattle, that doesn't happen overnight. But if you start it now and the team is successful on the field, by the way, they're one of the best teams in the NFL. Clearly, I
mark that tape.
I thought on paper, they were impressive. But I was like, let me see them in person. And what they did to the Bears was sheer dominance. And I know the Bears aren't a good football team, but you know what you do to bad football teams? You just beat them down, and they beat them in every phase of the game. So when your team's good and you're starting this movement and it all comes together, if the Bucs keep having success on the field, this movement's going to continue to have success, and it could explode in a big way, maybe midway through the season. It could for the Giants and Patriots back-to-back games coming up in a few weeks.
We've got the leader of the stick carriers, Justin Pawlowski, in studio with us. You can find him online at Commish Online. He is the host of the Bucks Uncensored podcast. You can find that at joebucksfan.com. I saw something getting some traction yesterday on social media, and you're talking about, you know, building this fan base. And I think this go hand in hand. The terrible playlist that they are using inside Raymond James Stadium. What can we do here in this room to help you ensure that some of these terrible old school songs get booted from the playlist?
Well, first off, I don't know why they just insist on playing Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train at every kickoff, okay? I mean, it's not 1992 anymore. We can change it up a little bit. It's been the same song for every kickoff for 20 years. The other thing that really gets me, though, is the Black Eyed Peas. I mean...
Yeah, let's get it started,
I can't take it anymore. I just can't. They used to play it when the team would come out of the tunnel, and I was like, that's like taking a needle to the balloon. So then they didn't play it then. They played it right after the national anthem. And you're like, the national anthem, you're waiting for a flyover, everyone's all jacked up, and we're going to play Let's Get It Started. I'm like, oh, God. And then they played Black Eyed Peas at the conclusion of the game.
What, that We song, Got It Started?
No, what's it was. Song? What's the song? It's something about Have a Good Night.
Tonight's going to be good night.
I mean, come on.
They can do better than that.
I know. It's embarrassing. It really is embarrassing. Luckily, we as fans have just learned to tune that crap out and just focus on the team on the field.
Justin, what is it about the Buccaneers? Because obviously, you're right. The Bears are a bad team. The Bucs did what they had to do to a bad team yesterday, and they dismantled them. But what puts the Buccaneers in the upper echelon of the NFL?
Having a quarterback, for one. And not only having a quarterback, but having a quarterback with as many weapons as they've given him. And I think I talked about it on your all's show at the end of last year, was the focus of that offseason had to be weapons for Winston. And they went out and got DeSean Jackson. They drafted a Chris Godwin. They drafted O.J. Howard. Now, who do you stop? You stop DeSean Jackson, you got Mike Evans on the other side. You stop Mike Evans, is DeSean Jackson going to beat you deep, or is O.J. Howard or Cameron Brate going to beat you at tight end? They improved their offensive line in front of Jameis Winston as well, with with Sweezy coming back at guard and then moving Ali Marpet to center. By the way, their center last year, I love Joe Holly, but he's 270 pounds. You can't play center. You can't play offensive line in the NFL at 270. Marpet has solidified that. I thought they dominated the Bears at the line of scrimmage, gave Jameis Winston all day, and he just picked them apart. Then you add in Adam Humphries at the slot receiver. This offense could be very potent and put up a lot of points this year. By the way, Cameron Lynch, didn't he recover a fumble yesterday?
Yeah,
that was the turning point in the game.
Cam Lynch, baby.
Love that guy.
That's the chant we all want to hear, is a Cam chant.
Okay.
Like, we'll, if we we'll can work it. On well, that.
You might not
want to
scream
saying?
Lynch. Yeah. No, that's not going to work.
Was there anything yesterday, and I saw you getting into it a little bit on Twitter with some people who were insinuating that the Bears really lost this game?
That's just the national media and some local media that, you know, rather than give credit where credit is due to a dominant football team that was dominant in every phase, they want to say that the Bears flopped, that Mike Glennon flopped. The Bucs were better, period, across the board. Dominated the line of scrimmage, had over 100 yards rushing. They threw the ball whenever they wanted to throw the ball. They converted almost every third down I was seeing. Defensively, the pass rush was there. They were getting in Glennon's face. They were forcing turnovers. Glennon wasn't turning the ball over. They were forcing the turnovers. They were in his face all game. And then special teams, they made field goals. They won every phase of the game, yet the Bears flopped. That just irritates me, because for a number of years, the Bucs, you know, they weren't very good. Now that they are good, can we give them a little credit? Damn it.
Are the Bucs are in Minnesota next week?
They are.
Now, that's going to be a real test, because Minnesota has a real good defense, and they're saying Sam Bradford's going to be back. So do you expect that to be kind of a tight matchup?
I just read that he's got a bone bruise and that they're trying to figure out, they're going to give him an injection, and it's on his knee. So nobody knows. It could be a one-week injury. It could be a multi-week injury. If he's out and they have Case Keenum, with the way this defense played this week, could be a blessing in disguise for the Bucs to be 2-0. And again, when you got this many young players, they got such a young team, you start to give a young team like that confidence. That's a recipe for disaster against teams that are going to play against the Bucs moving forward. But you know, even if Sam Bradford plays, the Bucs are a more talented football team. I think when you talk about the youth and you talk about the veterans they brought in, and there was actually more turnover than people realized from last year. As I said, Sweezy back at guard. You brought in Beckwith at linebacker, who was phenomenal yesterday. You bring in Chris Baker at defensive tackle. TJ Ward now at safety. I mean, there was DeSean Jackson at wide receiver. There's a lot of new starters, and they all seem to gel in a quick way. And everyone thought they'd come out with rust yesterday. There was no rust with that team.
Are you worried about the Falcons in the division at all, especially after that game with the Packers last night?
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately it could come down to the Bucs and Falcons, and the Falcons have experience there. But like I said, I mean, when you got a young team playing with a lot of confidence, you know, I think it's going to be a slug match, both of those matchups, and to have both of them late in the season, within 3 weeks of each other.
Huge, man.
And one of them being here on Monday Night Football. I mean, I can't wait to be at that game.
You're not going
to
make it through the whole season.
I mean, after
this first game with the Sunbird, you have no way you're
no
making
way.
It.
No way.
You need a bye week, and you're not getting one.
I need SPF 50 right now.
Are you moisturizing? You need a nice, like, cocoa butter or some coconut oil on that face.
I have some aloe in my car that I have been lubricating my face.
You need some tea also.
I do need some tea, but I'll speak softly the rest of the week.
We need to make sure the Mrs. Stick Carrier is taking care of you, you know?
She is.
Okay.
Who's that?
Hey,
speaking of the stick carriers, you do realize that one day somebody's gonna get hit with a stick.
Yes.
You do realize that,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes. I have an LLC, so I'm
right. There you go.
I think about that all the time.
Protected.
Justin, one more question. Just the whole hurricane scenario fascinated me, because I was following you on Twitter the whole time. And you got the hell out of here. And Justin actually was making me very afraid, because not only did Justin leave very early, but every time there's a new report, he's like, this is why I got the hell out of here. This is the worst. I lived in Florida my whole life.
Yeah.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen. I mean, what made you leave earlier than almost everybody else?
You know, I think Hurricane Charlie made me leave, because that was coming straight at us and then turned at the last minute. And I said, it was before the track was on Tampa. Mm-hmm. And I said, if that moves to the left just a little bit, we are in trouble. And then all of a sudden, if the storm goes up the coast with as much damage as we had, and it really wasn't that bad, it weakened so much, I can't imagine what a Category 3 or 4 storm would do to this city. I've gone through a lot of hurricanes. That one scared me the most, and it was about Thursday night, about 9 o'clock, we said, all right, we're up and leaving. About 11:30, we got on the road, and I drove all night.
Yeah, got to Atlanta.
See, I'm afraid that I wasn't afraid of this hurricane, and I went through Charlie, so next time I've decided I'm afraid after the fact.
Yeah,
I should have left.
You got your eye on Maria?
Not yet.
No, you can't live your life here.
You can't live your life in fear, John.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. You scared everybody and left town, and everybody thinks you're just some savant. I scare people, and I'm a fearmonger.
Well, here's the thing. When I'm afraid, then you should be afraid.
Yeah, that's what I said. I go, wow, Pulaski left us all to die. Every time he's tweeting, he's like, all right, see you later, suckers. It's over for you. That's what I felt like.
Whatever. It's just stuff that I'm losing. And you all.
Yeah. That's all right. I left. Did you go to Georgia or did you go?
Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah. Went up to Atlanta.
Oh, I was there too.
Yeah, and the Braves, by the way, gave away free tickets to anyone with a Florida license plate. That. So we went to the Braves game on that Sunday. It was pretty awesome.
I know a lot of people say, oh, well, you went right where the hurricane was following you. Yeah, it was a tropical storm there. Okay.
I literally drove through the tropical storm to come home on Monday to beat the traffic.
Seth Cush, someone he's very influential in the Tampa Bay area. He's soon to be the mayor of Tampa Bay or of St. Petersburg specifically.
He's got my vote.
What is it going to take?
And best couple, right?
Yeah, from what I understand. All these things going for him. And this guy, the face of the city, is not even a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. What is it going to take from your perspective to get this guy in the front lines of the stick carriers?
Well, I'm hoping Mike Glennon does it for you.
I tell you what, I had tickets to the game yesterday, and I gave them to my parents. And what the Bears are going through right now, look, I'm a Bears fan. I was raised that way. It's hard to root for them. They will always be my team. I support the Bears, but I am I want the Bucs to do well this year. I mean, I'm not rooting for the Bucs to lose or anything. I want them to do well.
My buddy from Atlanta, Harold, said this to me, and as soon as he said it, I was like, oh, absolutely. When the Bucs are winning, this entire city is different.
Yep.
And listen, the Lightning have won a lot. The Rays have won a lot in the last 10, 15 years. But when the Bucs were in their heyday and they won the Super Bowl, this entire city was just different. And I think their window is just starting to open now, and we could be entering another kind of Dungy-esque, Gruden-esque reign where they could hopefully win a Super Bowl or two. I think they're really putting that type of team together.
Also Lovie Smith a little bit. You know, he did his thing.
What?
They did him wrong.
Well, he did. He did. He actually helped them get Jameis.
Exactly. He did. That was his last gift.
All credit going to Lovie Smith. Speaking of Lovie Smith, USF and the Bucks combined beat Chicago teams and Champaign, whatever you want to say, 76-30 this past weekend. Go Bulls.
It's a good time to be alive for
Absolutely.
A Bucks fan like
me. We own Chicago.
I tell you what, if I go to a Bucks game with Pulaski, I think he could convert me.
Yeah.
It would be like going to Gainesville for your first time.
I will take you to a game this year.
All right, can it be like one of those night games or something? Because I'm not good on the sun.
Potentially.
Why? Your tickets are spoken for the Sunday, the Thursday night, and the Monday night games?
Potentially. I don't know.
All right.
Wait, could you get Seth good and liquored up? Like, what's in Kamish's cup on game day?
Kamish's cup.
I did not drink yesterday.
What?
I went to the Brad Paisley concert on Saturday night.
Yeah. My kind of guy.
I Ubered.
You're normally
a rough night.
You're a wine guy, though, aren't you? I thought you were a wine guy.
I'm an everything
guy. Okay. Just whatever's in the cup.
Okay, Saturday night, I decided I'm going to make a rum punch with two bottles of rum, white and dark, and then a bunch of fruit juices. And
that's what we need. That's what we need for Seth. We need to get him some rum punch, get his
like
face
it.
Painted.
It's very tasty. Yeah. There's a lot of sugar.
We'll get you the shoulder pads.
Sugar's dangerous.
Why are you trying to turn me into a Buccaneers football fan? You're the one that only watches wrestling. You should go
to a game.
Well,
you're the hardcore sports fan. I want you to put that out on the forefront, you know, not keep it all in for yourself. You're so dedicated to the NFL. Like, let's see you out there on the front lines with the commish as a stick carrier.
Agreed. I think we should all go and experience it.
Well, she only has two tickets, but I think that
we'll go to the gate and then turn around.
If I went to a game with Pulaski, I would probably be so terrified that I would text that number to come have security get me help. this guy's a maniac. He won't sit down.
It'll be fun.
Maniac,
we'll grill some hot dogs. We'll bong some beers. It'll be fun.
Oh, okay. You're just looking for friends, John.
Yeah, all right.
He just wants to party.
That's all right.
Just eat and drink.
I'm a stick carrier.
Are you?
You are.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, stick carrier comes from within. It's not about what. It's not about
it's
without
not about
know,
ever watching the team.
It's not about. It's not about knowing statistics or dedicating your life to fantasy football. It's what's in your heart.
Honestly, you're exactly right.
Thanks.
It's not about statistics. I don't care about those debates anymore. That's not. I just want to have fun, go to the games, cheer on my team, and hope that they have one more point than the other team at the end of the day.
By the way, Justin, I mean to text you this all the time, and I'll just say it on the radio.
Oh, you love me?
I do, and I it's incredible. I know Drew says this a lot, but I'm actually proud of you. You got out of radio. You've had offers, especially from this station, to come back and do things. You have no interest, and you've built something incredible with the podcast where you're talking to your fan base, you're being positive, you're able to make money, and I just think that's absolutely incredible. So great job with all that, man. I've always wanted to tell you.
Thank you. It was a difficult transition because you don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what you're going to do. I just knew that I had to make a change at that stage of my life, and I did, and I got a new career, and I'm very successful in that career, and I'm having a lot of fun doing the podcast, and life is good.
And I think Tampa Bay was clamoring and yearning for this presence, you know, because there's not really this type of presence within Tampa radio from a sports perspective. And to have you, you know, on the front lines, I think they were waiting for it. Tampa Bay was waiting for somebody to rally the troops, so it's very cool.
Everyone's analyzing football, right? Everyone's giving you statistics and matchups and keys and blah, blah, blah. I wanted to be different, and I wanted to be myself, and I just wanted to be excited, and that's what I've turned the podcast into. And I hope that I've excited a lot of people, and I hope that it continues to grow. And I hope the Bucks continue to win because that'll make it a lot better too. So Bucks Uncensored.
Yeah, check out the podcast, joebucksfan.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Commish Online. He is Justin Pawlowski. And from what I understand, he will be live in studio every Monday moving forward for the rest of the season.
Damn right.
I will try and be in studio. I work in New Tampa. It's quite a haul, but I will try and be in studio every Monday.
We should try and get some shenanigans going on. Like maybe him and I put some pads on. We get a little physical. Something
I'd
like that.
Like to see that.
Oh, Lord.
Here we go. He just wants to rub up on the other guys. Here
I'm
we
just,
go. Come on.
I'm just trying to elevate some content. I learned from Seth Cush. I'm ready to.
I don't try to rub with shoulders with every guy that comes in here.
Well, that's you.
I
this
mean,
is me.
Ask him off the air. Say, hey, listen, I'm into physicality with other big dudes. Can we do something?
So.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right.
No, it's down for that.
Thank you so much, man. It's good to see you. Everybody check out the podcast, joebucksfan.com. We will be back. There's something that people are doing all over the Bay. You would think it would be good for your health, but it's actually terrible, and I'll tell you what it is next on Drew Garabo Live.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.